you are silly to hang on to the simplest logic in the universe, the simplest way of dividing something. Something is good or bad. There is no such a thing. Good or bad are relative. Good or bad are so relative that later Rumi will insist upon it, and will say, you should understand that the infinite bad does not exist in this universe, because this is the relative universe. Even the good is relative. There's no definitive one. That's why your thought counts, because you have to think about good or bad. There is no good or bad outside to show to you. The good or bad that I can show you outside is the good or bad for pets, for animals. Good or bad in your thought, your tendency. What do you think about? Do you think about the happiness of we? Or do you think about the happiness of I? That's simple. Remember, you are gifted with something which should sit down here. This is a falcon, a bird. By birds, always we mean thought. See? You have one special way of thinking, which is the hunter. It will hunt for the truth. Not to eat it, to bring it to you. It will eat whatever you give it to it. This is a falcon. So this falcon is the most important bird for us. This falcon, if it's in the hand of the lady of the house, she will clip the nails and the birds because she believes in a chicken. Because the chicken is the bird of the house. Falcon is hunting. And we started with hunting, remember? First story, first paragraph. Once upon a time, there was a king who went hunting. Because we are hunting the truth, we are hunting that special feeling. That as a hunter, you should keep that falcon ready to really hunt. Do not give your thinking system to your intelligence. Does it make sense? You have a thinking, don't you? You have some thinking, nobody knows why and how, but you as a human being, you could think, right? This is quite obvious. Where your thoughts are coming from. There could be two sources over there. There are some thoughts who are yours, and there are some thoughts that you heard. Logically, we thought it to you. It's ours. For example, if you were born in blah, 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 someplace, other place on the earth, you would have some other beliefs, because the people over there are that way, right? Nurture. There is a nature and nurture, right? We don't believe in your nurture part. You see? Put aside your nurture part. Bring out the nature one. The real one, which you never worked on. You didn't let it grow. You accepted whatever they told you. And there was no other way. We don't say the system is wrong. But there is a moment to stop. The moment which was good for you a couple of years ago, you didn't do that. You didn't stop to think for yourself. You copied the best way they say the thinking is all about. And you forgot about the special feeling in your heart. We want that to be out. How? This is the way. First of all, you should know that hunting for needs is not what I want. I want the falcon who hunts for the king, not for its needs. So I'm not talking about satisfying my curiosity. I'm talking about something else. What else? You say, oh, that else is something that does the magic. Do you know what magic is? What is it called? Good, close enough. The word in Persian and Arabic is a little bit more than that. It's mu'jazah. Means doesn't mean miracle. Means the logic is ajaz, is incapable of understanding it. That's what it is. We are not referring to miracle. We are referring to the brain which cannot understand it. That's what it is. We're talking about acts over there, not the power. See? We say, this is something that logic cannot understand. That's miracle. And it's here. Why? Because intelligence cannot understand everything. Everything is limitless. Everybody has a limit. We'll come back to this limit several times. For the moment, he said, listen. One little fly killed Namrud. Namrud was a big pharaoh. And a fly went in his nose and his brain. And he died. So that's how it works. Do not give a lot to this intelligence. Do not worship it. Why? Because that intelligence is not what we're counting on. We have seen a lot of people, they counted on their intelligence. Let me go back to my field, art. In art you could try a lot, but that special essence should be given to you. If not, you will become a good technician, but not an artist. We believe in that something else. That something else is what we are looking for. What is that something else? He said, aha, that something else, let me give you. Once upon a time, imagine, there is a man who borrows the money and has spent it to welfare of the other people. He is a very fantastic sheikh, a great master. Then he becomes old and apparently he's going to die. Everybody comes around to make back the money. Nothing happens. Nothing. Sheikh will do something else. The guy selling the sweet, he will cut it off. He will distribute the sweet to everyone. Then the guy will say, okay, what happened to my money? So I don't have it. The boy will cry. Then the magic happens. Somebody will send some gift. $500,000 for all those merchants and the banker, and that half a dollar coin in very special paper over there. And I said, oh, this is bizarre. Mu'jizah. She said, no. I just pray to the God to show me the best way. And this is the best way. What is the best way? He said, all the gift from above is waiting for this little boy to cry. He said, this little boy is the eye of your eye. It's the way you see the universe. It's your heart. And it should cry. Why? Crying. What is crying? You tell me. How about you?
It's humbling and seeing yourself in.
We agreed upon something. If you let your imagination go, it will go berserk. You should remember where Rumi talked about it. If you don't remember the verse, I will repeat it for you, I will look at it later, you could find it. Because Rumi talked about it, it's important to know where he talked about it.
In the Mihrab, in the very first story, when the king ran.
Yes, yeah. The first crying was at the second paragraph, beginning of the second paragraph, which the king is crying, right? And magic happened. Right? And Rumi let go. Then, in a proper place, he stopped and showed you another kind of crying. Crying of the lady. You remember? The man and the woman, the Arabi. The time of Caliph. Over there, they said, ha. The lady cried, and cry is the trap of the women. There are two kinds of crying. You could cry from sadness, and you could cry, we call it crocodile tears. I don't know, in English it goes, right? Two kinds of tears. The tears of the logic, and the tears of the heart. You said, the second one, the boy. The boy knew, the little one. The one who didn't have chance to grow yet, because you were growing yourself. The first 10 years, you were just learning, you were growing up. It's the extension of being a baby. Then you start to understand this didn't exist. Remember, it was eat, don't be eaten. Reproduction was not started yet. With that, you became to the second set of life, which is completely different. From that moment, you should transform. But you don't. You continue the learning, the knowledge, scientific information you accumulate, and social pressure, which was represented by the goldsmith. Remember? The goldsmith will influence you. The fashion and all that. What about the heart? This boy crying. Huh? The other people, they were crying. They were bitter. Why? The personal interest. The boy has no personal interest. He said, oh, I'm working for someone else. Because the heart is working for someone else. He's representative of something else in me. I said, and my master will kill me. You non-Sufi, and he started to swear at them that you were serious stupid Sufis because I'm blind. And that's what it is. The crying of the heart. To feel the empty space inside. To know that there is a beauty that I'm not looking at. I haven't created it. He said, that's how it is. That was the story of the sheikh. Then he said, ah. Okay, up to here I was talking about what you giving love, who you believe, that serious stuff, the wittiness, nonsense wishes, and all of that. And I'm telling you that brings your intelligence. Sitting there and listening to me, he will tell you, crying, you will go blind. Means that they ask you to close your eyes to reality? You should be serious to do that. He said, wait a minute. If you close your eyes to reality and see the beloved, how? Beloved is all the things that naturally you could count on, and the people will understand in common sense that you love all this, which is right, correct, just, justice, real, expectancy. I always forget.
Yeah.
Because I'm still doing it in Persian and translating it. That's how I use it. And
Do we have true and truth?
Truth